Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This podcast will discuss a professional's concern for families whose young people or parents have a drinking problem. Robert Lindsay is President and Chief Executive Officer for the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. NCADD was founded in 1944 by Marty M., the first woman to become sober in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. Bob, thank you for joining us on the occasion of NCADD's 27th annual April Alcohol Awareness Month.
Very good, Pat. Thank you very much. At NCADD, we value highly our relationship with Al-Anon and have for decades. And the opportunity to talk with you and to talk with other Al-Anon members across the country is one that we welcome every single time we have the opportunity. Plain and simple, as we all know, alcohol problems impact and affect virtually every single family in this country.
Thanks, Bob. Can you tell us a little about the connection between families and NCADD and Al-Anon family groups?
Absolutely. The relationship between NCADD families and Al-Anon is one that, as you said, goes back to when we were founded in 1944 by Marty, who, by virtue of her own recovery in AA, as well as her connection to Al-Anon as well, it has been a founding principle of this organization in terms of our cooperation with both AA and with Al-Anon. NCADD, or the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence, has as its mission to essentially work through our national network of affiliates and dedicated to fighting this nation's number one health problem, alcoholism, drug addiction, and the devastating consequences of alcohol and other drugs on individuals, families, and communities. I have to say at the beginning that personally, as well as professionally, that I have enormous respect and appreciation for everything that Al-Anon does day in and day out to provide help and support to families who are absolutely desperate for the kind of help and support that they get through Al-Anon. Through my years of working in this field, I've referred directly thousands of individuals, friends, families, and others that have come to us seeking help and could not be more grateful for the support they receive as a result.
That's great. Thank you very much. How prevalent is the situation today where children are affected by their parents' drinking problem?
Well, plain and simple, 18 million people in this country suffer from an alcohol use disorder over the age of 18. It's almost 10% of the population. So as I said before, this is an issue that impacts and affects virtually every family in this country. Over 80,000 people a year die because of alcohol-related problems, and it's the number three preventable cause of death. So as you said at the beginning, April is Alcohol Awareness Month, a program that NCADD started 27 years ago. And our theme this year is Help for Today, Hope for Tomorrow. And that statement could not be more accurate in terms of its impact and effect on the individual, the family, and the children. So your initial question really focused on the number of children. As we said, 18 million people, we estimate four family members affected. So we're talking literally of almost 100 million individuals. One in four children are growing up in a family with alcoholism. So given what we know about the genetic risk associated with alcoholism, like other chronic diseases of heart, diabetes, and cancer, you come from a family with a history, you're more likely to develop the same problem yourself. Again, focus on children, engaging children is critically important in all of our efforts.
Sure. April Alcohol Awareness Month this year also marks the annual spring break celebration for a lot of students and their families. How many families are affected by high school and college age drinking problems?
Well, Pat, as we said earlier, this is an issue that impacts virtually every parent, whether or not there's alcoholism in their family or not. Every parent stresses over their concern in terms of their young person's use of alcohol. One of the things that we've learned at NCADD and through our national network of affiliates that are all across the country on the ground working with individuals, families, and communities is that parents, again, are really looking for help, advice, and guidance and direction here. And on this issue, alcohol clearly is the number one drug of choice among young people. in the media, we hear all about all of the other drugs, the prescription drugs, the methamphetamine, heroin, and marijuana. Absolutely critical in terms of concern. But for the great majority of young people, alcohol is the start point for their use. One of the things that we've learned through research is that young people who start before the age of 15 are 5 to 6 times more likely to develop future alcoholism than those who wait until age 21 before they have their first drink. So we've learned an awful lot as a result. Over 1,700 college students a year are killed because of alcohol. That's over 5 kids per day.
Wow.
Patrick, given the growing epidemic of prescription drug overdoses that we're seeing, many of those are because of the combination of alcohol and the prescription drugs. The media doesn't talk about that enough, and it's the sedative drug effect of alcohol that sets up the circumstance for the overdose. So to come back to your question, this, again, is an issue that impacts and affects every parent, and our advice for parents is to get educated. Get to Al-Anon. Learn what you can about this issue. Donate. Support organizations like NCADD, Al-Anon, and others, because finances are critically important to fighting this battle. Be a volunteer. Become part of the solution. One of the best ways to help yourself, as we've learned through Al-Anon and others, is helping others. We really need people to get engaged. So from our advice, the NCADD website, which is ncadd.org, has an endless array of materials, resources, and information for families, for young people, and for others concerned about this issue.
Very good. I should mention, of course, that Al-Anon does not accept outside donations. Is there anything you'd like to add to this discussion about connections between families, NCADD, and Al-Anon family groups?
There's a number of things. One of the ones in particular, as I said before, is that for family members that are listening to this that have concerns, obviously one of the best resources for them is Al-Anon. In addition to that, last year alone, 730,000 people called NCADD and our local affiliates looking for help for themselves, a friend, or a family member. In addition to our website, our 800 number is available for people to get connected to local resources. That number is 800-622-2255. Again, that information is on the website at ncadd.org as well.
Very good. Thank you very much, Bob, for talking with us about connections between families, NCADD, and Al-Anon family groups.
Very good, Pat. And the one closing thought that I'd like to leave with you and the other listeners is that we have a wristband that was given to us by one of our donors that says, Believe in Recovery. And it's a wristband that I wear all the time. And I can't tell you how many individuals and families have seen that, asked me about it, and virtually all of them have a story to tell about their own problems with alcohol, a friend, a family member, a son, or a daughter. It has been the entry point for many to get help. One of the things that I want to mention is we had a phone call recently, and it was a woman calling from California. And she said, my mom's alcoholism was killing her and destroying our family, and we had no idea where to turn. Everywhere we went, we weren't getting the help that we needed. She said, when we called NCADD, somebody took the time to listen to us, talk with us, and made a referral for mom in terms of treatment, but also engaged our family in Al-Anon. And she says, I'm calling on behalf of my family to say, my mom passed away recently, but my mom died 35 years sober. Thanks for giving us our mom back.
That's
and
great.
Day in and day out, that's what you at Al-Anon do for families. That's what NCADD does for families and individuals struggling with alcoholism problems as well. It is remarkably rewarding and a privilege to have the opportunity to work together once again.
Well, thanks again very much, Bob. And thank you, everyone, for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're welcome to listen to any of the Al-Anon Family Group podcasts at alanon.org. You're also welcome to attend a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon family groups in your own community by clicking on How to Find an Al-Anon Meeting or by calling during business hours Eastern Time 1-888-4-Al-Anon. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.